Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So, WFLA says a Florida man was accused of stealing some lobster tails and rotisserie chicken from a Walmart, and he got in trouble. He stole a number of delicacies from his ambitious shopping list. That sounds like a great album name. From Walmart last week, according to Nassau County Sheriff's Office, Kareem Griffin of Jacksonville, age 46, was arrested. He stole 9 lobster tails, 4 premium ribeye steaks, 2 packages of snow crab legs, and a rotisserie chicken at a Walmart. And I'm trying to figure out, that's not going to be cheap because of inflation. But now, you know, you heard that about that bug meat, all the plastics in it now. So, yeah, he got in a lot of trouble. They said that his motives appear unclear because he wanted to steal. Yep. What do you need? What do you mean motives? So I'm always like, well, his motives are unclear. Well, clearly he was going to eat them. And he didn't want to have to. He didn't want to have to pay. Let's see this. Nope. Mm-mm. Not going to do that one. This guy's a Florida guy attacked a pool contractor with a baseball bat, apparently, for why in the world? This is from WFLA, and everything's freezing again because it wouldn't be. That's so ridiculous. I'm trying to open this up. Everything's freezing. So this Florida man was accused of attacking this contractor with a baseball bat and apparently was captured on video as well. Lee County Sheriff's Office said Richard Anthony Daniels was arrested outside of his home following the alleged attack. He knocked a ball cap off the contractor's head. It fell into the pool, and then he went in, got a baseball bat, and then came back and hit the contractor on the side of the head. This dude's got a huge knot on the side of his head, too. So now the homeowner faces a charge of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, and he was released from jail on bond on Wednesday. And then this Florida man was accused of threatening an 11-year-old with a knife for riding their bike on the sidewalk. That's an easement. The boy's mother said the man pointed the knife right at her son's chest because he was upset that the boy was riding his bike on the sidewalk. And the boy's mom, Tina Comesso, said, we're actually headed towards our home. It's down here. I would have whooped. Oh, man, I always carry, so that would have been bad. I legit would have. He'd have been. That would have ended differently. You got to be kidding me. He's a little fifth grade boy. And he said he should be in the bike lane on the street, not on the sidewalk. He's 11 years old. What if he wasn't that great of a bike rider? Shut up, you geezer. We got more on the way. Stick with us. Our partners help bring you free radio. The Kel-Tec Sub 2K Gen 3 is shipping now. And if you haven't taken a moment to go and make yourself familiar with it, it's an awesome 9mm carbine. And it's very innovative. Now, the previous one, I mean, you could still, just like with the previous versions, you can still fold this thing in half. But you don't have to detach your optics to do so. Just twist and fold that patent-pending rotating forend, twist it either direction, it folds the thing right in half. And it just as quickly and easily deploys it as well, optics and all. But they also upgraded the aluminum trigger. It's redesigned mechanics. So you got a lightened pull. You also have an upgraded action, redesigned operating handle for added comfort, lightened action for easy racking, ambidextrous bolt hold open as well. All provides improved manipulation. Got a new chamber indicator, all kinds of stuff. It's shipping now. It is the new Gen 3 Sub 2K from Kel-Tec, made in America, family-owned values. To learn more, find the Sub 2K. It reads the Sub 2000. Sub 2K Gen 3. Visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. Did you guys see, first off, my friend Dave Burge, I don't know if you guys have heard the leopard eating party. You know what I'm going with this. Okay, the face eating party or whatever. So it's a meme. It's pretty old. And this Twitter user, this was back in like 2015. And this applies here. Somebody tweeted, quote, "I never thought leopards would eat my face," sobs a woman who voted for the leopards eating people's faces party. I feel like that's applicable in this story that I'm about to share with you. This is at UC Berkeley. So the dean, the law school dean at UC Berkeley, invited some of the law students over to his house for dinner with him and his wife. It's the Oakland home of Erwin Chemerinsky. And it was the first of three dinners that they had planned to host. But then Malik Afanay, he was the co-president of Berkeley Law Students for Justice in the fake place called Palestine, rose to protest the school's investment in arms manufacturers for Israel. And then the law school professor, Catherine Fisk, who is Shemerinsky's wife, was filmed trying to take the woman's cell phone out of her hand as she filmed. And she was like, this is our house. And these people, the students go, you violated our constitutional rights. Wow. Someone give them, they need a refund on anything that they paid learning about law at UC Berkeley. Yeah, we need the refund. Screw you. Give us our money back, you rat welfare bastards. Done with this. I'm not apologizing for my Portuguese either. Sometimes it's got to be said, y'all. I'm not Big Bird, okay? Not here to entertain y'all's kids. Saying a sermon. And it amazes me because the wife is like, this is our home. What did you think was going to happen? So again, my friend Dave Burgeon said, I can't believe the leopards ate my face, said the professor who hosted the leopards eating people's faces party in his backyard. Like, what in the world did you think was going to happen? They're like, oh, you violated our constitutional rights. You don't have constitutional rights at someone's private house in their backyard. You don't have constitutional rights to go into somebody's house and start yelling.
Filming.
Yeah, while you're filming. And the wife says, this is not your house, it's my house, and I want you to leave. And so they start saying, get out of our house, get out of our house, blah, 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 blah. You have to leave, blah, blah, blah. And they just, I mean, first off, that's just trashy to do that to somebody else's house. But I expect nothing less from people who think it's okay to attack, your sovereign neighbor to the north and rape people to death because your attempts at colonization over land that was given to you like a welfare benefit in 2005 were unsuccessful because you stupidly decided to elect a terrorist group to turn things into the hellscape that it is now. And so it just was a hot mess. Do we have any video? Do we have some of this? It just ended up being a hot mess.
I don't know if there's any cussing in it or not.
Yeah, oh yeah. But what did they think was going to happen? And then the one student goes that she felt assaulted by Fisk. You felt assaulted? Are you serious? She said, yeah, we felt assaulted. And she says the aggression with which she ran at me, she saw my hijab and that was a risk for her. Wait a minute. No, I think she saw the fact that you stood up and began disrupting their private event. Actually, why am I defending them? Let them eat each other. I don't care. This is what happens. You made your bed and lie in it. Rah, rah, rah. There you go. This is what happens. Right?
Oh my gosh.
What did you think was going to happen? You had this kind of event at your house. But the one chick with the, that has the, she's like, yeah, she saw my hijab. And that was, well, she saw your hijab at school. And then she saw it when she invited you to her home for dinner. And then she saw it again when you stood up and you decided to ruin the dinner and disrupt everything and be a horrible guest and show a complete lack of gratitude for being given a free meal and invited to someone's home. For crying out loud. But yeah, let them eat each other up. I don't care. This is what happens. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. The leopards eating faces party. There it is. Right there. You know what? Maybe that should be a real party. I'm supposed to answer this questionnaire that one of our team members at Radio America sent, and I do not like questionnaires. And like one of the questions, like, what are you obsessed with? And I'm like, I'm not obsessed with anything really. But now I kind of am obsessed with the leopards eating faces party. If I'm thinking about it.
I don't think that qualifies.
I want to make those buttons. The leopard eating faces party. It's my party.
You can put patch ops on it.
Oh,
that's what we need to do.
We need, yeah, patch ops. We need like the leopards eating faces party, like official merch, because that sounds like something I could get behind. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Could you not get behind that? Like, I don't even know who their candidate would be. Screw no labels, man. It's the leopard eating faces party. That's what it's. That's where it's all at.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Disney says that it was protecting its First Amendment rights. when they fired Gina Carano, which is the most ironic thing I can ever imagine. Now Carano's criticizing Disney, and she said that, because remember, she was in The Mandalorian. She was on the show to talk about it. She was going to have a whole spinoff. Her character, Cara Dune, was going to have its own spinoff from The Mandalorian. And she had posted on Instagram that Jewish people in the Holocaust were beaten up for their religious beliefs. And she asked, how is it different from today, hating somebody for their political views? And everyone just got mad because she reminded them of an inconvenient fact. And so they fired her. So, and then later, Disney's arguing that, oh, it's because our First Amendment right to free speech. And she says, what a double standard. And it's true. I mean, it is that's the irony. This headline, so it's from Axios. It says, with pets becoming family, bereavement leave gains steam. And they're wanting time off when their animals pass away, when the people want time off when their pets pass away. Now, as a crazy dog lover who basically has two shrines to each of my dogs that passed away, and I don't think that anyone treated their dogs more like people than me, this is dumb. Stop it. Stop it. I feel like Bob Newhart from SNL. Stop it. Just don't do it. Just quit. At some point, it gets a little bit too much, right?
The idea of a business paying for you in that regard is hell no. Silly. I understand family bereavement and all that, but let's, come on.
Yeah, family bereavement is one thing, but for your pets, I mean, I came on air I was on air after we put Louie down. I was literally on air the day after. And Rocco, unfortunately, was over a weekend. Fortunately, was over a weekend, but I was still on air Monday. You know, this is goofy when people do this. Let's see. Ooh, I want to do the wolf hybrids. Wolf hybrids gone feral, roaming Northern California. Now, as a pet lover, I'm going to be honest. My first thought was free pets. That was my first thought. They say a pack of wolf-like dogs, they're hybrids, are on the loose in Shingletown area of Northern California, according to a press release from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. They said they're aware that six of the wolf-type animals remain in the wild. They're trying to capture them. They were notified of the hybrids last week when the pack killed another dog in the area. And they said they're like wolf-husky-malamute hybrids. And so they're... Apparently, it's not totally legal to own one, so I guess there goes my free pet idea. Stay with us, SADS.
Senator, I always thought you were an anti-racist, but it seems like you value Israeli lives more than you value Palestinian lives. Is that true?
Still with Israel.
So you think an Israeli life is more valuable than a Palestinian life?
What question is that?
Okay.
Who's this moron talking to? Oh, man. First off, welcome back to the show. Dana Lash with you. Bottom of this third hour. Kane, I'm in a weird position here because
he's a Democrat.
Now don't mistake me, I'm not like, yay Fetterman, but
I've kind of been like that though,
honestly. What I'm not been, so easily swayed. It takes
I've kind
a lot
of been
for
yay
me.
Fetterman for about a month and a
I
half.
Gave him a hoodie pass. Okay, don't sit here and be like, Dana, I want more. No, I gave him the hoodie pass. But I actually, like, if I was there, I think I would have immediately gotten in that dude's face. Oh. You know what I can't stand the most? And so for the boomers out there that listen, and I don't say that as a pejorative, I think they hate these people too. You know, like the old hippie boomer and not the good ones? Right. Like the good ones that will leave you alone and they don't care what you do. Like those were the type of hippie boomer grandparents that, like, didn't care if you were out all day, just, you know, don't hurt yourself. And they let you, like, have fun as a kid. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about, like, the ones who are like that guy, that he's got that smarmy pacifist tone, but he's not being a pacifist. He acts like he's being very aggressive, but he acts like he's being passive aggressive. You know what I mean? Like that kind of guy. And I swear to you, it's only the mean hippie boomers that do that. Right? Yeah. That is literally a trait and a style that only the mean hippie boomers have. And I just find it psychologically fascinating. I had to point that out. Because y'all know an older person like that. And they were the ones who constantly got onto you when you were a kid, too. But my whole thing is that he's there. Like, I guess you care more about Israeli lives than Palestinian. And Fetterman just doesn't even GAF. He's just sitting there. Was he drinking a soda?
Yeah.
He's sitting on a bench. He's drinking a soda.
I was trying to see what kind of soda it was.
Living his life in his hoodie, you know. It has to be. Steve, can I bother you? What's the temperature in D.C. today?
It rained last night. I woke up. Let's see. I'll turn my phone here. It is 66.
He's in shorts, and it's 66 degrees outside.
He's got a hoodie.
I think he wears the hoodie even if it's like 90. But he's one of those dudes who wears shorts outside when it's like,
I used to be like that
20
too.
Degrees. I don't understand.
I'm not like
people.
That anymore, but I remember being that way.
I need a coat. If it's 66 degrees, coat weather. Can't even. Nope. My point is, though, he's sitting there and he's chilling. It looks like he was like on a break and he was just trying to take a, you know, enjoy the nice air outside. And then these losers come up. Why don't you care more about Israel? He just doesn't feel like even engaging anymore. He's like, still with Israel. What does that even mean? You care more about Israeli lives than Palestinian? What kind of stupid loaded question is that? I mean, you're talking about something that's real and something that isn't. First off, you mean Gazans. I'm not talking about the made-up term that colonizers want to use to describe something as a way to claim it without any kind of accountability. No, we're not talking about that. But furthermore, isn't that kind of where you are? Because, like, you didn't get your tie-dye self all worked up until, you know, Israel decided to hit back. Where were all y'all when they were, like, when Hamas was breaking ceasefires, right? Where were all y'all when they were digging tunnels under the ground and sending over suicide bombers and et cetera, et cetera? I mean, 20 years of this. Come on.
Apparently, they like Hamas lives over Israeli lives.
Yeah. Do you value Hamas lives over innocent Israeli lives and American lives? Is that what it is? Yeah. Gosh, his smarmy tone. You mean to be there? Oh, gosh, it boils the blood, doesn't it? Oh, I can't stand that. And then these people sitting all around, they're all in hippie clothes, aren't they? Yeah, they're the mean ones. They're the ones we don't like. You can't sit with us. That's just ridiculous. Ridiculous. Oh, but that's I thought you were anti-racist, but you've out. What does that even have to? Full stop. So he's trying to call him a racist.
Yeah.
This stupid old man's trying to call him a racist. Because what? I thought you were anti-racist, but it seems like you value, you know, these lives. They aren't black! What's the matter with you? We got to inject race into everything. Of course, it's an old white progressive trying to inject race into something. Shocker. Good grief. I'm trying to be nice. It's Friday. Is that a priest standing there? This is like a bar joke.
A priest?
John Fetterman, a priest and a hippie walking to a bar. I mean, who is the priest that's standing there? Who is that guy? Why are his pants too tight? That's the other question. You saw it too, didn't you? You're like, no man's legs. I'm sorry. Stovepipes like that? You need to have a little give. All right, so I'm going to try to move on. But I kind of feel bad for him. I don't know.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.